from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And let's brighten the vibes around this place, if you will. Kelly was in there with the presser yesterday. Matthew Judon steps to the podium. And look, man, he got a little emotional talking about his journey.
I knew God, but I encountered him over that time. Like, oh, man, it was a period for me. I went through some hard stuff over that year, and it wasn't because of the injury. It was like football, this game masked so much stuff. Like I said, a lot of people stopped calling me around a certain time, and I didn't have that. So I learned a lot by myself.
Kelly, you were in the room yesterday, highly emotional, and I know you can't really hear it right there, but pauses, sinking of the eyes, looking down, looking up. He's happy to be here.
Yes, and I think the biggest thing for Falcons fans to know about what he just said there, in that moment, he was so emotional, kind of out of nowhere. It really kind of hit him and showed how much he doesn't just have a chip on his shoulder to prove to this team that he deserves a new contract and that he deserves to be here and all this stuff, but also a chip on his shoulder to himself that he can still do this.
That's a good point. And obviously, Bo, I think that, you know, I think it says a lot about a guy when you don't feel valued, especially coming off an injury. You don't feel like, you know, you're being valued the way you think you should be, and then you step into a place that's obviously – we just talked about missing players with the Braves. We're happy to have you here, buddy. Like, thanks for coming.
Yeah, can you hit a curveball? I was on, you know, Mike, I was doing a hit with ESPN Cleveland yesterday.
Oh, Cleveland, yeah. Yeah, Cleveland, yeah. Ohio.
Tennessee.
Oh, Cleveland, Tennessee. Okay.
But let's, you know, they're an Atlanta Falcons Radio Network affiliate.
There you go.
And they asked me kind of about, you know, what both of these guys, and just talking about Judon, you see the dude he is on the field, and he's so aggressive. He's such a high motor, but he, you look at him on the field and you're like, man, I don't want to see that guy in an alleyway. But there's a human being back there, and I think it's interesting that we don't make enough about these people are humans off the field and what he was going through, and that they go through, you know. When guys struggle, sometimes there's more than just the football aspect of it, right? If your head's not right, you know, if you can't compartmentalize things, then you have a hard time in any field being the best professional you can be. I think it's refreshing, which has been my word for this training camp, that he's open enough and secure enough to be able to talk about those things, because and you played the sport, especially in the NFL, it's not overly. It almost is seen as a weakness at times to talk about the personal things.
Well, and I think he did a good job of talking about how football can mask things. Right, I mean, and it's not just the injury. You go back just a couple of years. I mean, even if he's going through something a couple of years ago, and he didn't really allude to exactly what he was talking about when he stopped getting calls and all this and that. But let's just say you're going through something personally, and you get a sack on the field, and you're dancing, and you're celebrating with teammates. And people are like, oh, this guy's living the dream. Maybe he's not. And obviously, I think that getting through that, getting it pointed in the right direction, and kind of getting a new vibe. And I thought he did a good job talking about that yesterday. He kind of went into talks about the culture here in Atlanta, man, and how he's liked his teammates so far.
Coming here, and I didn't know it before I got in the building, but you see the culture. You see how Ra interacts with the players and how the players interact with each other. And you see, like, even though we compete, like, if somebody like going down, like people not finishing them, or you know, is not too many fights out there, and maybe that's because it's later in training camp, I don't know, but you see that the locker room is stable, and I don't know if y'all ever been in there or whatever, but you know, people are mixed up in different sections. It's not just like the DBs right here, all the DBs, so it don't get that like clicky posse type stuff. Everybody's intertwined in some type of way.
And Raheem Morris also talked about how, I guess, on this Baltimore trip that Judon was also on with the team, he took Raheem's seat on the bus and didn't know, A1. Obviously, that this is the seat that normally Raheem Morris sits in. And, you know, he had a talking to. He said, next time I might throw some hands for it, but it was okay this time. So, he's having fun with the new head coach. He's having fun with his new teammates. And I know that, you know, yesterday at practice, he was kind of talking to, like, Arnold Ebiketie and some other guys. And Arnold was, he said, explaining, hey, on this call, you would do this. Like, he's really meshing into this group. And I like how he said the locker room was stable.
Yeah, oh, isn't that beautiful?
Right.
I mean, because, and granted, I was here with Smitty all 5 years I was here, but you want to talk about a lack of stability in his final year where you could see it all over Mike Smith's face, Bo, and I know you've seen it before too, where it's like you have that feeling of, if I don't win, and I cannot imagine what that locker room probably felt like last year when you're going through December and you're playing a schedule that doesn't look very tough, and yet there are certain people on the team that you just feel like can't get it pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, and your attitude reflects leadership. You know, I learned that from Remember the Titans, and it's a very profound statement because it really does. And I thought late during the season last year that you kind of saw the attitude of this team reflect how they were being led, which was uptight, and I don't think that they were able to take a deep breath and breathe. And that's the one thing that every player has said, that, oh, we're allowed to be ourselves, and, you know, it's not so uptight. And Raheem keeps it loose. I've never seen a head coach in my 16 years of covering teams and doing this in business act like Raheem Morris does around his players and on the practice field. Yeah. And it is not loose to a negative, but it is, if you screw up, he will get in your A. But he also, if you do something well, he will talk trash to you about doing it as well. Like, he is as vocal, but he's constantly coaching, and it's not just one side of the ball. And I think that is where that's the one thing I'm the most excited about is even when Mike Smith was here and Dan was here, Dan Quinn was here, they didn't interact with the other side of the ball the way Raheem Morris is and has. And it's a reflection, one, of how comfortable he is, but also about how he reinvented, not only reinvented, but how when he got here, he was the defensive passing game coordinator for like a year or two, and then boom, he's a wide receivers coach. A year. And then in 16, he's a wide receivers coach, right? And then he's the passing game coordinator on offense late in his tenure. Then he's back on defense, helping out. Then he's the DC, and then he's the interim. I just think that all of it, all of that has made him a much better coach overall.
And I think there's times in the locker room too. And you guys, I think this is this way in any job. So you guys can kind of talk to this as well. I think sometimes you don't know what you don't know in terms of leadership, right? I think that everybody was fine with Arthur Smith last year. I think everybody was probably pretty more than fine. A lot of points in his career with Dan Quinn. I know that we were fine with Mike Smith. But when you have a guy like Raheem who is as charismatic, right, and is as magnetic of a personality as him, I think that along with that comes the players really respecting his flow, right? And when he says something with a more stern voice, it kind of snaps you back in. Like, man, this is a guy who's usually a little bit of a jokester. So when he comes at me like that, I know it's probably time to go.
Kelly, do you believe in the saying that to build on what Mike's saying is like, you don't know that you're unhappy until you see what happiness is. Like when you get out of a bad situation, only then do you realize maybe how toxic you were in.
I thought you were going to go love guru on us for a minute. I was like, here we go.
No, but it's not just any environment you that is one way and you don't realize that you have almost become a reflection of that. And then when you get out of it, you go, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. This is different.
Yeah, you appreciate something more once you go through
God's
something that's
plan.
Harder.
God's plan.
And I really feel like that's what this team is doing. You said refreshing earlier. This whole team feels like it's almost exhaling in a way. Like, I can be myself. I know Drake talked about this the other day. Like, I'm going to be me this year. And whatever happens, happens. I know that I was myself at the end of the day.
All right, so we got to get to break. When we come back, I want to touch on this Judon cut about him talking about his money and getting his zeros lined up and how he's not able to make demands just yet. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We also got a special timeout. We'll keep cutting it up here. Kelly Price, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. It's the Morning Shift hanging out with you. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.